Hello and welcome to Magic Matters. This is our second episode. You have made it, friends. So high five to you. My name is Denny Sunderly and I am here with
Erica Resnick. We're here for a good time, a fun time.
We are. I've got my coffee and we're off and running.
Yes, I have my water. It's off to the side.
Excellent.
But we're getting our morning started here.
It's a good thing. It is behind the scenes. It is fairly early in the morning. So we're all going to get through it together. But we're so excited to be here with you. And we cannot even, I mean, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't stop real quick and just say huge shout out and huge thank you to you all for watching and for tuning in.
Yeah, it means the world to us. Because this is something we've, you know, been talking about and dreaming about. And now that it's a reality for us, it's just amazing to see that you guys are enjoying it just as much as we enjoy doing this.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Hey, if you want to follow along with us on social, you can follow along at Magic Matters Pod on Instagram. Be sure to just keep an eye on that because we'll be posting on there, throwing in little updates and things like that.
I just threw up some stories on there of D23 news regarding Frozen. Mm. The musical production is going to come onto Disney Plus.
Yep.
We got a look at the live action Stitch, the Lilo and Stitch movie coming out. I put that on our story. So we share some new stuff like that over there. And while we're doing shout outs, I want to give a shout out to our producer, Light Strong Media. Go ahead and check them out on Instagram as well at Light Strong Media. She's doing wonderful things for us here at Magic Matters.
Absolutely. Couldn't do it without her. Quite literally.
So before we get too deep into the weeds here, I just want to do a little check-in. I have two little check-in moments for us here.
Okay.
My first check-in is, what is like your Disney moment of the week that you've had so far, whether it's in the parks, at home, whatever it is, but what is your Disney moment of the week?
Well, Erica, I got over to Epcot for the first time in quite a bit the other day. I took a vacation day. Love that for me. you just know those moments that you get to where you just go, okay, my soul feels very full, like it's not, and not necessarily in a great way. Mm-hmm. So I just needed to take a break. And really being in my favorite park did a world of wonders for me personally. But here's one really cool thing. And I love, don't you love when Disney listens to us fans? Like they actually go, oh, okay. So this was the first time, and this is still relatively new, like they're preparing for Food and Wine Festival. And so walking along the Rose Walk from Journey into Your Imagination with Figment onto the World Showcase, there is some actual permanent shady areas that people can sit and eat now. And I saw it and I thought, this is miraculous. They've given us what we absolutely need in that. That space has been everything from a playground to an interactive garden during flower and garden. And now it is, they have huge sales up to give us some shade. And you'll see those sales all over Florida. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have a playground without a fabric mesh sail over it so that the children don't fry in the sun as they're playing. But literally it's a nice, gracious space. And so I just thought, good for you, Disney. Good for you for listening to us. They've even given us fans there as well.
That's amazing.
So what about you?
So my moment also at Epcot, my Disney moment of the week was I needed just like a moment of zen.
Yeah.
I was preparing for something big for later on in the week, and I just needed a quick moment of zen. Mm-hmm. And for me, I go to the Seas, which by accident, I always say living with the Seas, I'm stuck.
It's fine. It's fine. You do what you do.
But I love to, you know, on the bottom floor where the dolphins are, there's like these ledges and you can sit down. I love to just sit there and stare out into their little habitat and just watch. And it brings me such peace and zen, and it really gets me in a good like space. It's also my favorite place to cool off when I'm at Epcot. Like It's not too bright in there. It's like nice and dark, and you get to see like beautiful marine life. So that was like my Disney moment this week, was really just sitting there and taking some time to just chill out.
I love that. And I love that pavilion because it is a touchstone to what Epcot was in mm-hmm. days gone by, right? Mm-hmm. Like, true, we don't have a lot of the elements that were a part of the Living Seas Pavilion, but those manatees, those dolphins, yeah. the aquatic life, it's just like, you almost feel like you're in fourth grade on a field trip.
Yes.
In there.
Especially if you get, like, the little scavenger hunt booklet yes. they have with the stickers.
And Dory stickers.
I love it. And it really just feels like you're back in elementary school, like, I'm on a field trip.
Exactly. And who doesn't want to feel like that at Disney? You want to right. feel like a kid. So right. good for you.
Yeah, I love that pavilion so mm-hmm. much.
It's so good.
My other question that I had, more so of, do you have any, like, a lyric or a quote or song that has stuck with you this week and that has gotten you through the week? Anything sitting on the heart related to a lyric, quote, or song?
It's so funny. It has nothing to do with Disney, though. Although you can see her perform on Disney Plus. But I've got Taylor Swift's Lavender Haze in my head.
Okay.
Lavender Haze is in my head this week. I've been through I had to go through something that I did not enjoy going mm-hmm. through this week. And it's so funny, the words that stick with you and the songs, the lyrics that stick with you. But right now, that's what's in my head. What about you?
So for me, my favorite band released an album a couple months ago. 21 Pilots, they released an album called Clancy. Okay. And one of the songs that's sticking with me this week is Oldie Station. The specific lyrics that have been in my mind is, you have it down, that old fight for survival.
Ooh!
And I'm like, you know, I'm always like pushing through, trying yeah, to that. Survive and get through like the next thing. So that mm-hmm. really stuck with me this
oh,
week.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, we love a little check-in.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we do. Absolutely. So we've got some pre-Halloween talk you've put here mm-hmm. on our cards. And by the way, if you don't know, Erica makes our little cards for us. She does such an amazing job. I'm so grateful. And Erica, on these amazing cards that you made, you have a little spot that says pre-Halloween talk.
Yes.
So let's touch base, just looking back. And we got to thank you guys. Thank you so much for answering the question from last week's video. You gave us your Disney top five. We asked for that and we loved it. I loved reading through all those responses.
It was great. I love seeing how people think about Disney mm-hmm. and like what is yeah. their go-tos. So it was really fun to like read everything.
Absolutely.
I loved it.
So thank you so much for your thoughts and for throwing in. I read everything from loving Coronado, mm-hmm. like Coronado Springs, which we completely agree with. We completely concur with. All the way over to what you enjoy and what you've done with your families. And just reading your different memories and your moments means the world to us. So thank you so, so much for doing. We are listening.
Yes, we are.
We are reading and we are listening and we are loving it. And if you didn't give us your Disney top fives. So, and when we say Disney top five, we mean your favorite park, your favorite holiday, your favorite resort, your favorite restaurant, and your favorite snack. So please give us your Disney top five in the comments of this video if you didn't give it to us in the last one. But thank you so much. And also, just in a, you know, there were some hot takes in there, which is mm-hmm. fine. There were some moments where I went, oh, okay, all right, that's a good top five right there. That's an interesting one. But everyone's answer is really, really important. And so we thank you for that. And thank you for all the nice comments as well.
Yes.
Those were yes. so sweet to read.
So let's jump into this. I wrote down like three things that
Please.
Really stood out to me.
Please.
I saw someone comment about Saratoga being their favorite resort.
Yes.
And them saying like, let me tell you why. And I'm like, You don't even have to explain why. I understand. Largest DVC resort. The rooms are nice and yes. spacious. The resort is so close to Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. It's a great spot. I love Saratoga Springs. It's my second favorite resort on property.
Yeah.
Because we're a DVC family, and sometimes that last minute trip you book, you've only got Saratoga Springs.
No, you're exactly right. That's what's available.
You begin to love it. We celebrated my 15th birthday staying at Saratoga Springs, and I loved it. We stayed in the big villa, mm-hmm. two stories.
Oh.
Yeah.
Three bedroom.
Yeah. Ooh. It was wonderful. And I've never had ever an issue at Saratoga Springs. So don't feel like I have to explain why it's a good resort, because it is a good resort.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you bring up Saratoga and that comment about Saratoga Springs, because I remember reading that and going, I don't know that I have ever spoken to someone or read someone who said Saratoga Springs is their favorite. To be honest, it's not a go-to for me. It's not something that I go, mm-hmm. oh yeah, Saratoga, that ranks. But yes, yes. It absolutely should. Some people might say, oh, the theming this or the theming that. They've done a lot of work over there. Mm-hmm. And the proximity to Disney Springs cannot be discounted. It really just can't.
The bus ride to Magic Kingdom is not that long either, because you're really yes. not that far from the Magic Kingdom. And you also have boat access to get to Springs if you yep. don't want to walk. Yep. And you are also so close to Riverside and French Quarter of Port Orleans. Right. Whenever we stay there, I'm like, oh, we're going to go hop over, get some beignets, because you're so close. And I really love that about that resort. Like, you're for kind sure. of in the middle of a lot of fun stuff. Mm-hmm.
I agree. What's your next one?
The next one I wrote down is, I just wanted to give a shout out to all the Dole Whip fans out there. I saw so mm-hmm. many people also agree that their favorite snack yes. is Dole Whip.
Yes.
And we did come to the conclusion that my fall snack, while mm-hmm. I was reading, is a nice warm Mickey pretzel. No cheese, obviously. But the pretzels are vegan. So, really great.
Really?
Yeah.
They're vegan.
As long as you don't dip it in the cheese, like, you're
I
good.
I love them so much. Now I love them even
yeah.
more.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, that's my fall snack. But I wanted to give a shout out to the Dole Whip community out yeah. here, because you know what? Dole Whip is great.
Yes.
Especially when it's 100 degrees outside. It's perfect.
Well, and I can't get it out. It's a snack at Disney that people who can't eat other things can eat. Mm-hmm. Because my nephew, there was one point in his life where he had to be dairy free as well. And so Dole Whip rose head and shoulders above everything else. He could have something mm-hmm. that was cold and creamy adjacent.
Yeah.
It felt like he was having ice cream, but he was having something he could actually
it's
eat.
It's a refreshing sweet treat.
It is.
And so perfect. I love it. And then the last one I wrote down was, we had someone put that their favorite character meal was Chef Mickey's. I think that's a hot take. Because I want to ask you why.
Now, wait a second. Okay, you say your piece.
As someone who has eaten there in the last year and a half, I would say in the last year,
yeah.
it is very expensive.
It is.
Much expensive. And as someone who works in that area and sees the mm-hmm. food very often, I don't understand. The characters are cute. Their outfits are amazing. The celebration they do is mm-hmm. so cute. And it is that, like, old school feeling Disney moment. But at the same time, I'm like, there are better ways to see our friends.
Okay.
Because,
no,
like,
I hear
if you.
You.
I would, if you, for me, I'm like, why not just take the extra step? If you did have a park ticket. If you don't have a park ticket, I understand. Mm-hmm. Of going to maybe go to Crystal Palace. Get some mm-hmm. some characters that are a little bit different than our Fab Five.
Or Crystal Palace, yeah.
You know, or just go to Garden Grill.
Okay.
I love Garden Grill breakfast, and I love Garden Grill lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous restaurant, in my opinion. So I just want to know if there's a nostalgic feeling, is it an emotional feeling, or does that food just, like, really hit the spot for you? I just really want to know.
Can I offer
yes.
another thought? So I am right there with whoever has said this. Mm-hmm. I like it. Is it my first character experience? Does it hit top? It's not in my top five. I mean, maybe of character experiences, but it's being in the contemporary. It's having the monorail whiz by above or glide by. It's lovely, but also for a Disney Cruise Line fan, I went there and went, oh, this reminds me of the buffet. This is just like being upstairs. I'm on deck 9. I'm on the top of the ship. I'm eating, you know, food with my family and starting off the day. So that, it was just a little bit of a moment where I went, oh, this is DCL adjacent and I love it so much. So that being said, you are absolutely 100% correct on that cost. It is so pricey.
It just keeps going up over there. So now tell me which ones stuck out to you. Like, what grabbed your attention in the comments?
Erica, it is old school everything. That is what I'm loving so much. People who said the Polly is their favorite. I will never forget being on the monorail as a little girl. And we didn't stay on property. We had relatives. Like, everyone lived in Florida but us. And so we always traveled down 95 from Virginia to get down here to see our family. So we would glide by heading back to the TTC. And I just remember longingly looking at the Polynesian Village Resort and going, oh gosh, maybe someday, maybe someday. And then someday was my mom-in-law's 60th birthday. And we all, you know, the six of us, grandma, grandpa, our two kids, Brian and myself, we all got to stay there. And I just remember, oh my gosh, what a special, like, I took a picture of the backs of us as we got off of the bus and we're walking toward the resort because I never wanted to forget it. It was such a special thing of getting to stay there. So I am 100% with the person who said their top five resort is the Polly. So yes and yes. And then also those who said Magic Kingdom is their favorite park because it is a nostalgic moment for them, which who doesn't love that? Y'all know Epcot's my favorite. Epcot's Erica's favorite. So we're kind of, you know, we're of the same mind on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is something about Magic Kingdom and seeing that castle.
Once you get past the whole, like, park, the monorail, the whole thing, and you get to the front, then you can be like, oh, wow.
And
especially, like, from the locals' perspective.
Yeah. Oh,
having
to
jump all the hurdles. If you're staying on property, you got an easy way into the Magic Kingdom. But
Yes, it is
walking onto Main Street, especially right now with all the Halloween decor. It's, like,
gorgeous.
It's just beautiful. And you're like, okay, this is the spot.
Those are my favorite decorations out of all of the decorations of the Magic Kingdom. Like, Christmas, Halloween. It's when the fall bunting goes up and that's my favorite. It's those Mickey pumpkin wreaths.
Me too.
So 100%. And then others who said that, you know, that Halloween was their favorite holiday. There's some Christmases in there as well. People love spending the winter holidays here. But I agree with Halloween. I 100% do. There's something about Halloween time, especially because it's really all about Magic Kingdom. But wouldn't it be cool if Hollywood Studios did Halloween?
Oh, for sure.
With all the vintage spooky cats, the stylish spooky cats. And
it'd be really cute.
Black glitter everywhere, like all the retro witches and pumpkins and things like that. That would be so much fun in Hollywood Studios. But those are the big ones that stood out to me. I loved that. And I'm still thinking about your Saratoga Springs one. That is absolutely 100% for me. That's a hot take.
Well, while we're talking about Halloween, let's scoot on over to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. We are filming this on August 10th, and last night was the first Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party of the season. If you were wondering, it did in fact rain yesterday. But I wanted to I just wanted to move through a few points of not so scary just to prepare anyone who's going later on in the season. If you went last night, I am so sorry. But my first thing I have written down is the question, how to have a good time at the party. And I wrote down immediately, make a plan. Because like any other party celebration at the parks, you're going to want to make a plan. There are things you have to prioritize. Everyone prioritizes different things. For me, it's entertainment. I literally wrote down here, Boo-to-you, fireworks, stage show, and all the times. Because for me, that's what I plan around. Yeah. I want to see the entertainment, and I want to enjoy it, and maybe ride a ride or two. Mm-hmm. But with my dairy allergy, I can't really be so pumped about trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's definitely the entertainment. And on the topic of entertainment, last night on social, I saw that in the area where you can see, like, the cadaver dance perform, they had the hitchhiking ghost out there.
That's
in
next
all
level.
Their glory. And they were looking at the crowd, doing their cute little moves. They also, you know, they told us they would be adding villains mm-hmm. in the area. And Maleficent was out there on the train station with the evil queen. Cruella mm-hmm. was out there. So this year they're stepping it up in that way. So I would say you just make sure you make a plan. And my plan is entertainment, and I want to know, like, your plan is yeah. most definitely probably snacks.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. It's the snacks, and it's the candy. So this is where you really need to pay attention. This is where social media can really be a friend of yours, because as you prepare for your party experience, you want to keep an eye out for all the new snacks. Mm-hmm. What I saw in this year's lineup was a bunch of new offerings, yes. which was good. They tried, and they'll do this every year, right? They'll try some new offerings. There'll be hits. There'll be misses. The Constance Hatchaway's wedding cake that we saw for a couple of years. Like, people seemed to enjoy that, so they kept bringing that back. But some of the new things that they tried last year were not good. They were not great. Cute, but not great in the actual eating department, which is important with a snack, right? So I was glad to see that the slate has been swept clean on that, because that needed 100% to happen. So for me, I like to keep an eye on social, see what snacks are coming out, and start to plan, okay, what are the biggest snacks? Mind you have to pay for these snacks, right? So you don't, this isn't included in your party ticket, although it would be lovely if they were, but
right.
but we do get candy, so we'll be thankful for that. But to me, I like to look, okay, this one is at Cosmic Rays. Let me think about when I'll go to Cosmic Rays. This one is over in Liberty Square. Let me make my way over there mm-hmm. at some point during the evening, because there will inevitably be a bit of a line to wait in for some of these snacks. And especially if you want those popcorn buckets, anything exclusive, please go and get in line right off the
bat. Yeah. Because if I were a snack person, I think I'd pick like three snacks that I must have, and have it be from like one from each section of the park so that you can like follow along and get there, because there is an overwhelming amount of like exclusive food for the party. And it's going to be hard to narrow it down, but at some point you have to.
Yeah.
One thing Disney did this year for the entertainment girlies who like entertainment, if you are bringing your young children with you, they did move up the first Boo to You parade showing to 8:15.
Marvelous.
So that is really great for the younger kids who can't stay all night.
Mm-hmm.
So I do love that. So if you are going with either adults who want to be in bed by 10 like me, or you're coming with younger children, that 8:15 parade is going to be the one that you definitely want to see.
Absolutely. I mean, the party goes so late anyhow. So if you are in it to win it until midnight anyhow, that's fine. But it becomes, and I think this is Disney listening to us again, which is really nice, because it's tough. Being at that hard ticket party, you know you've spent X amount of dollars to get in there. Mm-hmm. And it's like the clock starts ticking. And you can, as the evening wears on, it's louder and louder in your head, because you go, oh my stars, I only have 2 hours left and I still need to do this and this and this and this. And if you add in wanting to ride attractions in the midst of that, see, as locals, we can be fine with not riding all the attractions unless there's a special holiday overlay, in which case I'm on that attraction.
This year of overlays, we only have Space Mountain, Mad Tea Party, and Monster Inc. Laugh Floor. So it's nothing too out of this world.
No. And Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor has had a couple of treat stations in it before. Mm-hmm. So definitely hit that one. And it is really, really, really cute what they do. But it just budget out the time. And I love that they've spread it out and given us an early parade this year.
Yeah. So with that, I wanted to say, what are your top three things to do at the party? If we could offer, you know, any kind of advice through our top three things to do to our friends over here?
Well, I would say take advantage of the newness. Take advantage of the new experiences. So what they're doing, and I saw, you know, I saw what they've done with Cruella. And Cruella is my youngest's favorite villain. Aww. So literally, Andy, I'm sure if Andy were at the party, would just stand there interacting with Cruella the entire evening. Which I don't blame them at all, because that Cruella is fabulous. But they've given us a taste of what guests have gotten to enjoy at Oogie Boogie Bash out at Disney California Adventure with Villains Grove. Like, the villain is there. You're not, like, taking a picture with Cruella, but Cruella is up on her platform, but she's interacting with the audience 100%. Same with the Wicked Queen up on the train station. Like, she was totally interacting with the audience, with the crowd that's come by to pay her homage during the evening. Mm-hmm. And that's just magic. So please, please, please make sure to take advantage of what is new. Also, head to the Haunted Mansion. Please head to the Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. Ride it, yes, but stand there and watch the entertainment that surrounds it as well. And they always have a really cool photo op back there with photo pass photographers. So please, please take advantage of that. If I were to camp out in any one area during the Halloween party, it's Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
That's where I want to be, because they always have the dry ice pumping and it's just mysterious back there. And then absolutely look everyone who is going with you to the Halloween party in the eyeballs. Look at them and say, friend of mine, tell me what your most important thing is for this party. Do this ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Make sure you know everyone's expectations, because like I said, that clock's going to start ticking and you're going to start to panic if you don't have a plan. Like you said, have a plan, but it's going to be exacerbated if you don't know what everybody really wants to do during the party. What about you? What are your top three?
So I wrote down for myself the parade. Either if you watch the first one or the last one, they show two a night. For me, I love the Christmas parade, but there's something so special about Boo to You. I love it. The song gets stuck in my head for days. It's just, it's one of the coolest parades that you can watch. So I'm a big camp it out and watch the parade. Last year we watched it from right when the bridge is coming, like they come over the bridge from Liberty Square into the hub area. We were standing right there.
That was a good spot.
So we got it straight on. We got to see everything. And it was so easy from that spot to figure out what was new, what's been added. So that was a wonderful spot to stand in. I loved it there. I also have the Hocus Pocus stage show.
Ooh, okay.
I do really enjoy that stage show.
I can see by your t-shirt, you are the Sanderson sister.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I think it's a great entertainment offering that, like, even if you don't know anything about Hocus Pocus, you'll still enjoy the show, because you'll see your classic Disney villains and characters that you all love and enjoy. And then this might be unpopular, but I like the dance parties. Like, year they're gonna have like a Disney Junior dance party, and you know, not even like staying there the whole time to bop around, but just like to check it out, hear the music. It's a fun vibe. But if that's not your like kind of vibe, I would say go see the cadaver dance at their first show. Watch it. That's how I've always started the Halloween party. I go there. I start my night there. Because it's just so cool.
Yeah.
Because we all love the dapper dance, but this is their different version of themselves, you know? So if it's not dance parties for you, then make sure you do that.
Well, one of the cool things about those dance parties is they'll typically have a character in there dancing with all of the guests.
Yes, I know from the photo I saw, Vampirina is in the dance party that's happening.
Fun.
So I think it's called like Midnight Melodies or something. I need to relook at it, but it looked like it was cute.
That's awesome. Yeah. So
those are definitely my top three there. And then just to round out our little conversation here about Halloween, I want to talk about some of the specific details of this year's party. So the dates are August 9th, which was yesterday, through October 31st, obviously. And it's from 7 p.m. to midnight. But of course, if you have your ticket, you can get in early.
Yep.
But the party exclusive things start at 7 p.m. and go till midnight. New character meet and greet situation. You can meet Mirabel with Bruno.
I love that Bruno gets to have his time in the sun. Well, in the moon.
In the moon. But I love that. I love Encanto, and I love the new show at Epcot. So the fact that you can actually meet them together at a Halloween party, because you can't stop and meet them at Epcot, but you can dance with them, which is still really fun. Mm-hmm. But I love that they brought that offering to this party. And then I already mentioned it, but the overlays to look out for with your attractions are Space Mountain. It's pitch black, so if you can't go to Not So Scary... and you want to experience that overlay, just ride Space Mountain on your next visit and close your eyes. And that's exactly what it feels
but
like.
But also have, like, blasting rock music in your ears.
It's so loud.
So put some headphones in.
Yeah.
you can replicate it fairly easily. But, yeah, that's not to throw you off.
No, you're good.
But, that's – I questioned my choices after getting on Space Mountain.
Oh, me
Mountain
too, last year. I'm like, never
why
doing
am
this
I
again.
Even on this ride right now? Like, this is crazy. I don't
know. Yeah, no, it's wild. And then we have the Mad Tea Party, which just has, like, their Halloween lighting and fun stuff. And then, like we mentioned, the Monsters, Inc. I am sad that – this is the second year in a row that they got rid of the Pirates, like, interactive attraction. Because they would have, like, actors in there dressed as pirates and acting as pirates, which kind of brought the attraction to life in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it. I know some people didn't, but I really did like it. So it's sad to see that we've gone to another year without that offering.
Yeah. But it was cute.
Those are the main details to look out for when you're planning. Because... what time can you come in, Denny, for the party? Is it 4 or 5?
I think it's 4. If I remember correctly,
last
it's 4 o'clock.
4 p.m.
And here's the deal with that. Like, no, none of your party exclusive things begin occurring until the party officially starts at 7 and they sweep the park of day guests. But it's a great moment just to get in, to get a map of the party as quick as you can, grab a cup of coffee, something cold to drink, sit down with everyone that you're touring with if you've got a party with you, and look at everything. Plus, it's kind of nice. Like, there isn't, during the party, there are a couple of food locations available. But for me personally, I don't want to be having a meal during my party. Because, again, the clock is ticking during your party time. Yeah. So have the meal before the party begins. Mm-hmm.
But save space for the snackage if you're a snacky kind of person.
Yep.
But yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. Like, eat beforehand, because you don't want to have to be like, well, now I have to carve out 45 minutes to mobile order or get in line to order food and then eat the food.
No, you got to trick or treat.
Get in early, eat, and then do
the
thing.
Eyes on the prize.
Exactly.
Get that candy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's it that I had for Halloween.
I love that so much.
I think that's pretty rounded out. We have not been to the party this year, but what we're talking about is from our last year's experience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's go over it really quick. Make a plan. Mm-hmm. If you love entertainment, make sure you check those entertainment times. I know there is a point where from September 29th through the last day, they add an extra showing of the Hocus Pocus show. Mm-hmm. So it's just important, if you like entertainment, when you get the map, look at all those times. So that's why coming in early is a little important, because then you can start, like, planning out in your mind what you want to do with your group, or if you come by yourself. So making a plan is important. Take into account what kind of night you want to have, if you want to go the snack route, entertainment route, character meet and greet route, whatever is your thing. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you figure out what you want to prioritize, and, you know, if you can get in early, get in early.
Absolutely. Another quick note about two of the biggest attractions, newer attractions in Magic Kingdom that our friend Brian Trex mentioned on his social for his coverage. Tron and Tiana's Bayou Adventure are both running standby lines during the party. So if you want to get on either one of those newer attractions, you have the opportunity to. You just have to wait in a standby line. So no virtual queue. They did a virtual queue for Tron last year during the party. So again, if you want to do those things, that's awesome, but that's time out of your party. So
but
really
how
budget.
How cool would it be to be like in a spooky mood and going down the bayou?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It'd be so perfect.
So that's fun.
Yeah, for that's sure. Fun.
Yeah.
Love that. Excellent.
So that's what I have for Halloween.
Oh, I love that so much. I love that. Thank you for
you
all of
are
that,
so welcome.
Erica. I love that. Where are we going next here?
Well, it looks like we've come to
the end
of our Halloween episode.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
It's probably not going to be the last Halloween episode, but we really wanted to talk about Not So Scary at the beginning of its season, just so that you guys were, you know, to have a point of reference if you needed help planning any kind of aspect of it. So, yeah, I wanted to make sure we did that for you guys. And, of course, we wanted to chit-chat about your guys' top five, because it was really fun to read all of that.
So good.
But if you are someone that visits Not So Scary often, maybe every year or every few years, I want to know what your top three things to do are at the party. Maybe help our friends in the comments that are going this year help with some extra planning or tips and tricks. So just go ahead and leave that in the comments below.
Yeah, that's really what we want this community to be. The Magic Matters community is going to help each other out. So if you've been to the party, or if you haven't been to the party and you have questions that we can all help answer in those comments, throw them in there. Like if you're like, I'm thinking about going next year, X, Y, and Z. Here are my questions I want to ask.
Yeah.
Throw them out in the comments and we'll see what we can do to answer them. And if you know the answer and you're watching, jump in those comments and answer, please.
Yes.
Feel free. But we are so glad that you stopped by today. We are so, so thankful for you. If you want to follow along on the adventures that we have here, again, on Magical Matters Pod, do
Magical
that.
Magical Matters?
Magical, Magic Matters. Forgive me. So, Magic Matters, forgive me. We are, like you said, we are magical, but yeah, it is Magic Matters Pod. So follow along with us on Instagram. If you enjoyed this video, please consider liking, subscribe, please, and hit that notification bell so that you know when something else goes up, because Lightstrong Media is going to be editing these things and pushing them out, and we'd love for you to enjoy it. So on our socials, you can follow along with me and my adventures on Instagram at Denny_Sunderly. Same with YouTube, Denny_Sunderly. I eat my way through the Disney parks and resorts and have other fun, fun adventures along the way. And I'd love for you to join me. Where can everyone join you?
If you want to hang out with me, you can find me on every social media platform from YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Threads at Healthy Dose of Disney, where we play in the parks, we play in Orlando, we hang out with Denny, we go to the gym, we do a whole lot of things over on Healthy Dose of Disney. But if you'd like to follow along with my life and what I do, you can see it there on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Healthy Dose of Disney.
I love that so much. Thank you again for stopping by today. And remember that we are so grateful for you. We're thankful for you. And magic absolutely matters.